All right, this week, 1st to 7th August, is actually National Science Week. I don't know if you knew that. I did not. Many schools around the country have been running fun experiments in their classrooms this week, so you might even have had time to help your little ones with their projects. So it's quite an exciting time for us to introduce you to the Cape Town Science Fair in Observatory. The director of the Science Fair, Julie Cleverdon, is joining me right now online. Good day, Julie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rufilwe.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Tell us all about National Science Week and what the Cape Town Science Centre has in store.
Okay, great. So I'm so pleased you qualified what you said about the Science Centre not being a traditional school environment, because it's not that at all. It's a great, colourful, noisy space where kids can run around freely experimenting at their own time or in one of our workshops or joining one of our activities. And we've been going for 20 years. And when we first started, it was quite a novel scenario. We celebrated science. But now it's not such a novel scenario anymore. And everybody's celebrating science in a fun way. So it's really great that there are more people doing this. And National Science Week is an initiative of the Department of Science and Technology, Science and Innovation. It happens once a year. And we take part in it every year. And this year we're opening our doors on Saturday, no charge at all. Anyone welcome to come in and take part in our program.
And do I need to be a particular age, Julie?
Well, I think science and science experimentation is for children of all ages. And a parent will often come in and think, why am I paying an entry fee? They'd ask us. And the next time you look at them on the exhibition floor, they're more involved in the experimentation in the exhibits than their children are. So definitely science is for all ages. But we do find that younger children enjoy some activities. Other older children enjoy other activities. For example, on Saturday, we've got lots of different workshops. Besides just the interactive exhibits that we have on the exhibition floor, we have coding workshops. We have different workshops like make your own telescope workshops. We have science shows where you'll go into our auditorium and watch somebody do great experiments with loud bangs and pops. And that's always intriguing for a younger person,
fabulous.
Actually even an old person.
Mm.
We have an inflatable planetarium. There's a lot going on, and it would be great to have as many people come through our doors as possible.
Certainly so. Just to be clear, I know you said no charge, but then you said a parent doesn't want to pay a charge. Is there a charge for parents?
No, there isn't. So basically, we usually have an entry fee. We're a non-profit organization, but we keep our entry fees very low. But every now and again, we get enough funding to open the doors for free, and anybody can come. And it's a wonderful celebratory day. We have them quite regularly. We recently just had one for the Youth in Chemistry Day, and now we have National Science Week on Saturday.
That's really awesome. So that's something that one can enjoy in observatory. One gets to observe them, but nobody's actually participating in the science. So there's not even any hard work you have to do. You just come and enjoy what science presents to you.
Yes, you come in and enjoy it, but you do take part. You do have hands-on experimentation where kids will be part of an experiment and do their own experiments. That's the whole thing about a science center, is that there's nothing you cannot touch with, play with, experiment with. It's hands-on and sort of free-flowing.
Julie, what time does it open tomorrow? I get it.
At 9.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope we'll see you there.
Ma'am, I will try. I was the science nerd in the family. I did win the science prize in grade 7, ma'am, in the KZN. So let's hope. All right. Well, it sounds amazing.
Okay, super.
All right. Cape Town Science Centre tomorrow in